Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on lots of money.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back.
He makes a lot the same.
17 till the hour.
Spends his days counting.
I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Welcome back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with Robert Cresante. He's the president and the CEO of the International Franchise Association. Franchise.org, is that right, Robert?
Yes, that's correct. Franchise.org, yes.
So check that out, folks. And he represents the thousands of franchisors and franchisees and all their employees out there across the country. Robert, we got a new president today. We're getting a new president today. It's the inauguration day. The 46th, I should say, President Biden, Joe Biden. We all know him well. And he comes in with an agenda that seems to be more anti-Trump than new ideas. And so that concerns as a business owner. And my comments now are as a business owner, as a small business owner, and as the small business advocate for small businesses now all these years. And so I worry about certain things that the progressive agenda is gonna impose in this new administration that won't be good for small businesses. And that's 100 million people, and 100 million Americans are either directly or only slightly indirectly connected to small businesses, including franchises. And I worry about things. One of the things I worry about that overlaps your world are the employment laws that they're working on. A national $15 minimum wage, a national extension of the California's AB 5 law, the Department of Labor's joint employer rule that was in the Obama administration, things like that. What do you think? What are you guys worried about?
Well, you know, first off, I want to say the same thing I said when President Trump was elected. We wish the president a successful presidency. And by the definition of success for us, I mean one that, manages this sort of challenging course to repair the cultural and political divisions that we're suffering and to strengthen this economy and very importantly, to overcome COVID-19. With regard to a place where you and I finished last section, you know, where we're not wearing masks. We're counting on him. And, it's shocking to me how this electorate, even after everything that's happened with the violence on Capitol Hill that happened, recently, that, 93% of, President Trump's, supporters continue to be supportive of his policies,
right,
in particular, and of the direction that he was taking the country. And so that means we have to mine the middle. And I think Joe Biden, to have a successful presidency, has to mine the middle. And the middle is in an increasingly thin vein in politics and in policy. Many of the House seats switched to Republicans recently. Mm-hmm. There's a incredibly narrow majority of Democrats to control the House of Representatives. And there's also an incredibly narrow majority, in other words, the vice president sitting on Capitol Hill, controlling a 50-50 split Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So is this an electoral mandate? On one level, you could say that the Democrats hold three bodies. They hold the presidency. They hold the House and the Senate, so they have the ball, right? They're
mm-hmm.
on offense.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be like the dog
offense.
That chased the car and caught it. Now that you got it, what are you going to do with it? And we're going to be watching. Robert. We got plenty of suggestions for them. One of them is don't mess up. Don't make it hard on businesses, especially small businesses. You know, Wall Street can take care of themselves. Main Street does not need the government to run roughshod over it, and that's the thing that I'm going to be watching for. What do you think?
I think that, you know, a lot of the folks that have been appointed thus far, if you look at their, or that are in the process of being confirmed by the Senate, if you look at their background, you know, finding small business expertise is like looking for hen's teeth.
Right.
It is going to be, it is going to be a challenging process.
Yeah.
Now, some of them have been, it's new Secretary of Labor, as best as we can see, you know, he's been a mayor you know, compared to some of the other candidates that were in consideration, we're hopeful, because, mayors have generally in most cities that don't live above the rim, so to speak,
right.
Have had to make it work. And they understand.
Are you worried about them resurrecting the DOL's joint employer, a rule that they tried to make in the end of the Obama administration? This would have been a deal killer for franchises. Are you worried about that?
Yeah. Of course, yeah, absolutely, and it's high on their agenda. So, and so there are certain things that the legislatures, Republican, Democrat, control, whatever they may be, have no control over or limited control over, and that is some of the rulemaking that's going to come out of the Department of Labor and other places like that. So, yes, our nightmare scenario is for them. For them to take action to basically force mandatory unionization,
right.
Unionization of every employee,
And a national a national minimum wage, $15 minimum wage, that's going to kill franchises, small franchises. That's not going to be good.
Well, you know, I think that's exactly right.
Robert, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about this with Robert. About what he sees going forward in 2021, folks. The Congress is very tightly controlled by Democrats. That means we don't have to work that hard to have some influence up there, but we got to do the work. If you care about this, you're going to have to pay attention to politics this year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.